Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Stuart Barlow, former Blue, Everton 0, Crystal Palace 0 at Selhurst Park. Is it a decent point? Stewie, welcome.
Morning, Al. How are you?
Yeah, fit and well, sir.
Yes, of course, mate. We've just been speaking offline there. Yeah, of course it's a decent point. Obviously, going down to 10 men didn't help the cause, but Everton, from the vibes they got back, Everton seemed to sort of get going when he went to 10 men and give Crystal Palace a bit of a game. So,
yeah.
You know yourself, Al, Crystal Palace and Selhurst Park is always a difficult place to go to. The atmosphere, it's always partisan, isn't it? You know, their home crowd are fantastic. And, you know, to come away with the points, it's great. But at the minute, you know, we want to be turning draws into victories at the minute. But as I say, when you go away and get a point in the Premier League, it's always decent.
Yeah, probably a more concern to Everton is the fact that McCarthy will now be missing at the weekend following his red card, and a number of injuries that have been picked up as well. Ross Barkley, Aaron Lennon, Leighton Baines are all doubts for the weekend, and Jagielka's missing as well.
That's the thing, mate, yeah. They're all experienced, you know, being stalwarts for Everton over the last couple of seasons and that, and you know, they're going to be big losses for us, and especially Ross. He's one of our playmakers as well, and you know, he's had such a great season. For the last few weeks, he's gone a bit quiet the last couple of weeks, but I'm sure he'd be looking to impress with the Euros coming up in the summer. So, yeah, any injuries a big loss out at the minute. We haven't got a massive squad, have we? But you know, it's one of them. It's a chance for players to step in and make the mark, and maybe you know, make the shirt their own and get a little run in the team to the end of the season, and maybe put themselves in the manager's view for next season.
Yeah, or even in the frame for Wembley. You know, they can play for a place at Wembley, can't they, with a performance against Southampton and Liverpool in the Merseyside derby, if that is the case. I know most Evertonians that I speak to are certainly wanting Roberto to feel as strong a side possible in the Merseyside derby next week. Would you go along with that?
Of course, mate, yeah. It's like anything. Al, the bottom line is, I mean, you know, it's funny, football. From when I played, you just played your strongest team.
Yeah, week in, week out.
Yeah, you played your strongest team week in, week out. And you know, the bottom line, look at Leicester now. You know, they're playing their best 11 week in, week out. And the top of the Premier League, there's no one complaining about tiredness and stuff like that. Okay, they're not in the FA Cup and they're not in the... You never got very far in the Carling Cup or whatever. The bottom line is that them players are playing on the crest of a wave. The high at the minute, they're all buzzing round. Top of the Premier League, you know. The bottom line is, if you can complain about being tired in your Premier League football, I think there's problems. But I think sometimes managers use it as an excuse. But I think we Everton come up unstuck, was it last season when it was they played a weakened side in the derby, or maybe the season before?
Yeah, a couple of seasons ago, yeah.
A couple of seasons ago, and then there was uproar with the fans, and they weren't very happy. But the bottom line is, you know, this is obviously, it'd be great to get to Wembley. Well, we're at Wembley and Man United now. It'd be great to get a victory. But the bottom line is, the next after that is the Merseyside derby. That's the game. That's the game all Evertonians want to win all season, the two Merseyside derbies. So you do want to go full strength. Obviously, you know, Roberto, as you say, an injury last night. He may be a little bit tired. His hands might be a little bit tired, obviously, with the injuries. But you've got to put your strongest team out there. You know, you're saying we're going to blood a couple of youngsters or whatever. Get your strongest team out there. Try and get the victory. And then Wembley's on the back burner. You know, Merseyside derby's more important than Wembley at the minute, because obviously it's a few days before the semi-final, isn't it?
Yeah. The next game should always be the most important. You're absolutely spot on. So we'll see what happens with Everton against Southampton and the Merseyside derby that follows. But I do want to talk about the FA Cup semi-final, because it's Manchester United, the opponents confirmed last night. Did you care either way who it was going to be?
It's one of them, mate, isn't it? You know, I think when you start worrying about... I'm always a believer. When I played, worry about yourself as a player, as a team. Worry about yourself and worry about the rest will take care of itself anyway. Listen, Everton, with the team we've got and the ability we've got in that squad, obviously we're disappointed in the league position, and the bottom line is the league never lies, but we have got players in that squad who can beat any team. And if we turn up on the day, I do believe we'll beat Man United. Obviously, it is Man United, but there's no preference, mate. No, you know, you're sitting there, you're thinking, well, to be honest, West Ham have had a great season, and they've obviously got Dimitri Payet, who can stick it in from 2 yards or 35 yards. So, you know, Andy Carroll just got a hat-trick at the weekend against Arsenal. So, you know, they're both good sides.
Absolutely spot on. Stewie, great to have you on. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, mate, speak to you soon.
That's Stuart Barlow, former Blue, of course, reflecting on last night's 0-0 draw.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.